We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. See the thrill. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. But it's up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said at the top of the show, all of these people were marinated in douche juice. They're not the worst people in the world, but they're far from the best. We have a man in Washington State. Then we will travel to South Carolina before coming back west and heading south to California. But let's start here in Washington, where, you know, when you're on the road, right? And then some jerk, like, ignores an ambulance with its lights on. The ambulance looks like they want to ram into the vehicle to push it out of the way. Well, the reverse happened in this case. A man in Washington State, he was arrested after road raging on an ambulance earlier this month. The ambulance was headed back to the local fire station when a man in the truck flipped out. Now, he was mad because he thought the ambulance pulled out in front of him and was going too slow. It did not have its sirens on or anything like that. So they came up to an intersection. The guy pulled up next to the ambulance, confronted the crew, and then rammed his truck into the side of the ambulance. As a result of doing that, his truck got wedged and stuck in the process. So now he is permanently connected to the ambulance. Well, the police showed up, noticed that the guy, well, he had beer and weed in the truck, and apparently he had been enjoying both while he was driving. So he was arrested for DUI and possession and taken to jail. The good news, no one hurt.
Okay.
Road rage and ambulance. Now we go to South Carolina, where an employee at a hotel in Hartsville accidentally gave a couple the key to someone else's room over the weekend. Then instead of giving the key back, the couple went in and stole a bunch of stuff. They were staying right next door, put all the stuff in the back of their truck outside, so it's in plain view, which is kind of stupid. Well, it turned out the people they robbed, it's a group of construction workers. And when they got back from the job site, they saw their stuff sitting in this other person's truck. So they stole it back. Well, the two thieves, they were watching through the window, and they decided to confront the construction workers who just got their stuff back. Well, in this couple, the guy had a knife, and it sounds like the woman had a stun gun or something. Anyway, the construction workers did not have any weapons, but they had tools. So one of them grabbed a 4-foot level and beat the hell out of both of those people with it. Police posted details on Facebook, said the level ended up getting bent. So they hit the guy pretty hard. No word what kind of charges the two of them were facing. So we got the wrong key. Let's steal the crap. And now let's go to California, where, Mike, you had the story a couple weeks ago. A California cop was arrested after he was caught masturbating by the family who had called him for help in a domestic disturbance. Officer Matthew Dominguez, 32, he, quote, touched himself in front of two female family members inside a home, then exposed himself to the mother. The shocked and scared women, they ran to two men elsewhere in the house, and then one of them saw the cop exposing himself in the dining area of the home. Now, Dominguez, who'd worked for the department for 4 years, he'd been called to the home with other officers on a report of a mentally ill family member getting violent. Well, the officer sent two other cops away to find the mentally ill family member before he exposed himself. The officer, he's on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. He was slapped with the charge of indecent exposure and could face either a year in jail or up to 10 years on the sex offender registry. So there you go. We got the guy in Washington State. Sure, he's high. He's drunk. He decides to ram an ambulance because he believes it cut him off. We have the couple in South Carolina giving the key to the wrong motel room. So they decided, what the hell? Let's steal their stuff. And then finally, the officer in California who shows up for a domestic call and decides to show his penis to everyone.
They masturbated. They did more than just flash him.
Mm-hmm. And the couple in South Carolina, the construction workers got him back.
They did,
but they forcibly did. They confronted them.
Because it's a motel.
Lot.
So we stole the stuff out of your room, and I put it in my truck that's parked directly next door. The construction workers get back to, like, that's our crap. So they just take their stuff back, which is fair. But the couple who stole it was watching them and came outside to give the construction workers, whose crap it is, grief for taking their stuff back. And then they got their ass beat with a 4-foot level.
Nice. I'm glad they got their ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who sucks the least here?
Yeah, that's got to be Methy. Nobody can be that.
To steal stuff and then put it in the truck next to the room that you know you just stole from.
Yeah, that's just moronic.
I think, Ted, in this instance, I'm going to say the Washington State guy who rammed an ambulance, he sucks the most.
All right.
He's drunk, he's under the influence, and he is basically making an emergency response vehicle not able to do its job. So in the event that there was an emergency and something happened, or he could have hurt somebody more by driving under the influence and how messed
up
he was.
He was trying to. He just failed at his attempt.
And how's that ambulance going to take someone to the hospital and charge them $10,000 if they can't get there? Because his car was kind of hooked up to it.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. And the masturbation thing, that happened in someone's living room. I believe there were three women in the family present at that point in time when the officer came in.
There were two. I don't know the age. Yeah. There's a mother. I do not know the ages.
I believe
of the
an aunt or a daughter or somebody else is in there. So that's, I mean, the family's already called you because somebody in their family is having a mental emergency.
Right, they're under a lot of distress.
They're under distress and you're worried about them. And the next thing you know, you got an officer in your living room masturbating. For whatever reason.
That's a story as old as time itself.
Based on the fact that the construction workers got their stuff back and were able to beat the people who stole their stuff, even though they were given the key to the room, you're not supposed to steal people's stuff, beat them with a level, I think that is the story that sucks the least.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to decide. I think the cop in California might suck the most just because there's people in there, you're in the living room, and like, that would be super weird for anybody, but much less somebody that's supposed to.
I think the scenario under which they called it. You want to break your penis out, 9 times out of 10, I don't care. That's on you. But, right, like, they physically called you to their home because there's something really bad going on.
Right. And also, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be super weird and sexual, almost like assault, I guess, to do it in anybody's living room while they're watching.
Yes.
But you're an officer of the law.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and then you're committing a crime in their living room. Like, that's bad. And, like, twist it. The guy in Washington State, he's an idiot. And I agree with you, Miles. Like, the ambulance is out of commission now. But luckily, nobody got hurt. But, yeah, that could have been terrible. Because, you know, who knows? They might have had to flip those lights and sirens on 2 minutes later and go somewhere.
You don't know. That's exactly it. That's why I call it an emergency.
Did you say what town that was in, by the way?
With the ambulance? You know what, man? I don't know.
Eastern or Western Washington?
I believe if... I'm not 100% on this. It may have been Vancouver, but do not quote me on that.
All right. I'll take that.
I'm not 100%, but I think it is Western Washington.
But then, yeah, Miles, you're right. Like, the couple in South Carolina, like, the dudes got their stuff back, and they caught a beating for it. I don't know. Outside, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be meth or something involved.
You just assume.
I mean, look, we've all had fantasies of stealing.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, I could fathom going into a room and it's like, oh, this isn't our room. Like, that's really, like, I don't know. There's a size 10 Air Max that's brand new. But then to steal them and leave them where people could see them and you're in the room next door.
You're an idiot.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I can't get past that one. But in the end, that sucks the least just because they're dumb.
That happened in Stevens County, which is far northeastern Washington.
Oh, never mind. Nowhere near Vancouver. Yeah. I'm so close. Right state.
Not saying nothing, but makes sense. Nobody likes Stevens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not his county.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.